There is other news. In Ukraine, residents of Kyiv awoke to the aftermath of Russian shelling that wounded three people. It also cast a shadow on what was supposed to be the first day of the school year. This morning, parents took their children to one school, only to find buildings destroyed and classes canceled.
We heard strong explosions since the morning. We live not far from here. We hid in the bathroom where it was relatively safe. She is going to this school for the first time. It is a new school for her. And so we came and saw this. At first, we did not see messages that our studies were being postponed, so we came with our neighbors. The children were hoping for a celebration today.
Explosions rocked Russia's Belgorod region just across the border from Ukraine. The governor there blamed Ukraine for the shelling, which injured one person and damaged several homes. The U.S. government has seized a private plane used by Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. The Justice Department says the $13 million jet was smuggled from Florida last year in violation of sanctions and export control laws. In a statement, the Commerce Department, which partnered with DOJ, said this sends a message that aircraft illegally acquired from the United States for the benefit of sanctioned Venezuelan officials cannot just fly off into the sunset. The seizure comes just over a month since Venezuela's contested presidential election. The U.S. says Maduro lost to his opponent, Edmundo Gonzalez. Police in Chicago say a shooting on a subway train early Monday has left four people dead. Three people died at the scene at an above-ground station in the western suburb of Forest Park. A fourth victim died later at a hospital. Officials say a suspect initially fled but was arrested on a train on a different line and a weapon was recovered. They described it as an isolated incident. An investigation is ongoing. More than 10,000 hotel workers across the country are spending this Labor Day on strike. They're calling for higher pay and more even workloads. Hundreds of hospitality workers at a Hilton in Baltimore were the latest to join the growing walkout. There are nearly 200,000 fewer hotel workers now than there were before the pandemic. The union wants staffing levels restored and wages increased.
We have a lot of people that are just living check to check. We're asking for a $10 raise. And even with that $10 raise that we're asking for in the next four years, by inflation numbers, we would still be considered poor as a hotel worker in the next 4 years. So we're asking for a contract that is a modest contract.
Union President Gwen Mills says the strikes are part of a long-running battle over benefits in an industry that's disproportionately made up of women and people of color. Representatives from Hyatt and Hilton say they're open to negotiations. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, Team USA's lineup of para-triathletes won a combined 8 medals today, among them veteran Haley Danz, who struck gold after finishing second in both the Rio Games in 2016 and Tokyo the last time around. On the track, a Paralympic debut for Ezra Freck turned into a golden finish in his classification of the 100-meter dash. Americans also won medals today in swimming, badminton, and wheelchair rugby. And you may not know the name, but you've probably read one of her stories. Longtime Associated Press reporter Linda Deutsch has died. For nearly 50 years, she covered some of the biggest criminal and civil trials in America. She was in the courtroom for proceedings against cult leader Charles Manson and Unabomber Ted Kaczynski, against Michael Jackson and O.J. Simpson. Trials, she once said, are human drama.
Oh, you cover all these grisly, horrible things. She said, don't you feel like a voyeur? Do you feel like a voyeur when you're watching Hamlet or Macbeth? It's the same thing. And it's as old as Shakespeare and as old as Socrates, and it's an extremely powerful theater.
Linda Deutsch was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2022. She was 80 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, our Politics Monday duo weighs in on presidential candidates' efforts to woo union voters. And a new book chronicles the precipitous downfall of former lawyer turned convicted murderer Alec Murdoch.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.